Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. And back by popular demand, because our emails were getting blown up and bring her back. So Kimberly Palm is back. So here she is, and she's going to get us up to speed about what's new for us as we enter and move through this beginning of the year, this 5D process, and also to help out all of us, all those patriots out there that are really fighting the good fight for us today during this time. Today is January 5th, 2021. So be safe out there if you are going tomorrow. Before you get to Kimberly, I do want to remind you, if you haven't already, kindly hit the subscribe button and turn on the notification bell so you are notified. And of course, you can check out all of our content uncensored on spirituallyraw.live. Remember, you're not going to see it here on YouTube. You'll see it on YouTube also. We'll have the links in the description. Yep.
And spirituallyraw.live. Okay, so let me read Kimberly real quick. I have to read it from my phone. Kimberly Palm is the author of the best-selling book, Ascension 101, A Roadmap to Your Soul. She's a spiritual teacher and advisor for seeking the truth, for seekers on the truth of their journey. Kimberly offers private sessions, and you can also contact her through her website. We're going to put it up there, spiritualgrowthjourneys.com. The entire book is a guidebook for going to the 5D and staying there, raising your vibration, protecting your energy, and having a happy life. Welcome, Miss Kimberly.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you for coming back. I see you have your Archangel Michael behind you.
Yes, I do. I have Michael, and then I have a whole wall here of all my angels with Lord Jesus Christ up at the top. I've got a couple of him. And then, of course, I have my angels. Yeah.
Oh, good for you. That's a lot of great energy right there. Hey, Kimberly. Yeah. So we got you here today. And thank you. Thank you for your time. We wanted to, you know, we've circled through 2020 with a lot of learning experiences about, okay, well, this is what 3D means. This is what 5D means. And so we were talking about, and I know you wanted to come here more about, hey, how do we really apply this stuff now, right? So I know you wanted to share that with us, right?
Yeah, but before we get started, I got to tell you this, Kimberly. So your show actually was not scheduled for today. It was actually scheduled for Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And then Jay said to me last night, Kimberly's on tomorrow. I said, no, she's not. He goes, yeah, she's coming on at 11 o'clock. I said, we don't even book on at 11 o'clock. We actually had Utsava was on, supposed to be right now, but something came up, so she had to reschedule it. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, wait a minute. I'm like, get Kimberly on the telephone, see if she can come in tomorrow. This would even work out better because it's the day before the Trump rally. And I'm like, you know, it's just crazy how things work out like that. And then the door opened up and here you are now. And it was like a 5D moment. I'm like, this is so cool.
Right. Well, and God asked me last night, actually yesterday, God spoke to me and said, please pray for the rally and for the president and for everyone. And so, because, you know, our number one superpower is prayer. That's our number one superpower is intercessory prayer. And prayer is the most powerful weapon that we have, actually. You know, we have that weapon that God gave us to be able to lift each other up in prayer. And so I was told, you got to pray, you know, so.
let's talk about it. So what's your thoughts on this? I mean, so now that we've gone past this whole December 21st thing that people were talking about, and you know, here we are now again, January 5th, 2021. Kimberly, what's your thoughts about, have we entered into, is the vortex, is the portal open now?
Yes.
It's open, right? Okay.
Yeah.
So New age. It is. Okay. Awesome. So now this thing's open. So now I'm trying to just visualize and maybe get the best description with your help. So the portal's open right now. So now all that energy is there for us to be able to play and manifest with, right?
Right.
Like exactly. Right here, right now, we're in it right
quickly
now.
Quickly manifesting. In fact, everything that comes out of your mouth and everything you do is going to manifest, but it's also going to manifest bad. So part of the ascension, which I talk about in my book, is accountability. In the past, people could be real total assholes and get away with it. Basically, you know, being nasty to other people, mean, rude to other people, disrespectful, and get away with it. All of the negative aspects of ego. And now, because the earth has shifted into this fifth dimensional thing, now the humans haven't shifted yet. The planet shifted. There's a lot of 3D humans still on the planet. There's like 4D humans, there's 5D humans. And the energy is so powerful right now that everything that comes out of your mouth, and Jesus Christ was teaching this back in biblical times, that what you speak, you know, he cursed a fig tree, it shriveled up and died. Everything that comes out of your mouth, everything you type, every little insult that you give people like you and me on here on YouTube when people are insulting us and being rude,
oh, yeah.
Those people are going to be very, 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 oh my God, I pray for their souls, because let me tell you, the energy now, you will be held accountable for every dickhead move that you make against other people. Every time you are rude, every time you're mean, every time you're evil, you're rotten, you're lying, every time you lie, it's going to bounce back at you. It's going to be like a wave of energy. What will happen? Yeah, you're going to get a boomerang of the universe. You're going to start to feel sick. Your throat will hurt. Your throat will close up. All kinds of crazy stuff will happen. You will get physically sick. If people are mean enough, they will actually die. They will die. They will go. They will leave. In fact, all of the people who can't maintain the 5D are going to start falling apart, like literally. So over time. So what do I mean by maintaining 5D? That means love. Love, compassion, kindness. Being a good, decent person. If you cannot be a decent person, if you're going to continue being an idiot, the universe is going to correct you in a very, very, very serious way.
And you know, it makes perfect sense. I just want to tag on something you're saying real quick. Why wouldn't it work that way? If right now the energies are so strong, you speak it and you can manifest it, why would it not work the opposite, equally as powerful, the opposite direction as well?
Yes, exactly. So if you're a single person and you want a romantic relationship, you're going to be able to manifest that really fast. If you want money, you're going to be able to manifest that. I've already been doing it. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've been doing it for a long time, but it's been getting stronger and stronger and
faster
stronger.
And faster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And faster and faster. I mean, I've been manifesting my whole life because I know how to do this. I teach my clients how to manifest. But now the energy is so powerful that everybody is going to be instant manifestors and creators. We're co-creating the new heavenly earth together. And so you have to be careful of your thoughts, that they're always positive. Any negative thoughts, which vibrate at a low vibrational frequency, are going to affect you even more powerfully than they did before. Anything that happened before is going to be 100 times more stronger now.
So you're basically really teaching people how to become a master manifester.
Exactly. Exactly.
Cool. Yeah. You know what I've been doing, Kimberly, and I tell you, and which is really, I think, just from you, from getting onto what you talk about, really training my mind about the thoughts and everything like that, is I don't even get out of bed and we meditate. Seriously, just connect. So like the minute I wake up, it's like literally I lay in bed and I just meditate for however long, you know, it could be 5 minutes,
right.
It could be 30 minutes. It just depends on the flow of how you're feeling. Right.
I
really believe that's helping me a lot. You know, and really from that standpoint, just to keep very, like, I don't get those thoughts, you know what I mean? Just really keep it that very connection. It's like keeping you connected. I think that's so important because I've always been pretty lazy about it, you know, sitting meditation,
right.
You know, but just even sitting for 5 minutes.
Aware.
I think Kimberly's onto something.
I think you absolutely nailed it, because again, if it can work to your advantage, it can also work to your disadvantage because the energies are so strong right now.
You're SOL.
And the words that you're speaking in the, what's that?
I said you're SOL.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. People will be leaving in mass groves now. I mean, they were leaving huge amounts of people were leaving last year in 2020.
As in dying?
Now, 2021. Yeah. Dying. 2021 is going to be way worse because anybody who can't match the frequency of the 5D love frequency is just going to start.
What do you
leaving.
Think?
I so just thought of something when you said that, Kimberly.
Yeah.
What's your thoughts on this? Does the possibility exist that COVID-19, there's something much deeper to it because of what you're just saying? People obviously were dying a lot last year. They blamed it on COVID, whatever it was, right? But they blamed it on COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Was COVID an outlet for people to exit that weren't going to be able to handle the new 5D energies or the 5D thought patterns?
Yeah. So there's two things going on with COVID that we know about. First of all, it was planned. You know, it was planned, and it was planned to be a bioweapon that was supposed to murder most of the population. It was supposed to take out, like, you know, 90%, 95%. They're trying to get rid of 95% of the population through either that or the jabs. You know, either way, that's how they're going to do it. They created that to also get you to force you to have to do the jab. You know, it was all, you know, prearranged. That was one scenario. Now the ETs, the good ones, intervened along with the archangels and the angels and Christ, who's leading this whole thing. He's, you know, Christ has been here the whole time leading all the, you know, moving us into this new age. And they mitigated it and made it so it's just like a flu, right? But on top of it, it has allowed people to leave who either aren't ready for ascension, or people who are bad. There were a lot of bad people who actually left last year. Mm-hmm. And then there's also people who already fulfilled their, whatever their purpose was of coming here, that were just ready. You know, they were ready to go home. You know, okay. It was time to go home. So my mother-in-law passed from COVID at the beginning of, you know, actually 2 days after Christmas.
Now, taking your mother-in-law, did she have issues? Would she have been one of those people that it was an exit strategy for?
I think that was an exit strategy for her. She wouldn't have been able to handle all of what's been going on. Like, even with the lockdowns and all this, it would have killed her anyways, because she would have been so depressed that she couldn't see her. She was in a nursing home, and she wouldn't have been able to see us. And that would have just killed her, not being able to see us. My brother's in the hospital with COVID right now. And he's been there for over a week or more with pneumonia and COVID on oxygen and all the treatments. And they gave him blood plasma and all kinds of stuff.
Your brother is? Yeah. Your brother-in-law, yeah. Did you say, your brother?
No, my brother, my baby brother.
Oh, wow.
And then, why do you think, why are some people getting it? I know.
There is no such thing as it.
Well, that's what I'm trying to get at. Hold on a second. So, you know, some people are getting it. Some healthy people are getting it. Mm-hmm. Why do you think he got it?
Well, he got it because he was in a rehabilitation facility, you know, like where you're there, you know, all the time amongst all kinds of patients, all packed in there, and nurses and health caregivers, and everybody in the entire building got it. Like, most of the people in the facility got it. It was kind of like a nursing home / rehab kind of thing. So it just spread, like everybody came down with it. And that's, honestly, in my state where I live, and I'm not going to say where I live because I don't want people to know where I live, but in my state where I live, nursing homes were the first place that it ran through. It ran through the nursing homes first. Mm-hmm. So
how long is this when you go through this? So people went through December 21st and, you know, whatever happened there that they were anticipating is whatever happened there that they anticipated, I guess. So So when you now go through this again, moving fast forward, are we at the pinnacle of that energy right now? Or do we still have a ways to go before we hit that?
Okay. We have a long ways to go. So let me tell you what's happening, because this is so important for your viewers to understand.
That's
so
exciting.
There were a lot. Yeah, there was a lot of crazy people out there saying that on the 21st, it was going to be so big that planes were going to fall from the sky. The electric power grid was going to get knocked out, and cars were going to be crashing and planes falling from the sky, and that everybody had to stay indoors, or there's going to be this green weird energy that was going to kill you if you walked out of your house and you had to stay inside. And, you know, there's just all these fear mongering that was going on. All that happened on the 21st is we shifted into this new paradigm, and there was a blast, several small solar blasts. There was not the great solar flash that everybody was hoping for, because if that happened, we would all die. The reason why is our human bodies were not ready to hold that much light yet. And Lori Ladd, who's one of my favorite people I follow, she talks a lot about holding how much body light you can hold. Our bodies were not physically ready. And so what's going to happen is between now and 5 years from now, we're going to be blasted repeatedly with these little small blasts, and we're going to keep raising and raising and raising.
So I just want to take apart what you just said. These small little blasts, will they be coming seasonal? Is it?
No, they just hit when they hit. And I don't really know, because like sometimes they'll hit several in one day. Sometimes it'll be several. I mean, I have friends that are taking photos of it. Mm. Like they're seeing it and they're taking mm-hmm. pictures, and I'm getting hundreds of messages from people saying, I saw a blast at this time, and then an hour later, another one, and then another one. So they're happening at just different sporadic, kind of like earthquakes. So you know how an earthquake hits and then you get little small ones afterwards?
Yeah, like the tremor.
Yeah, that's exactly. But you don't know when they're going to hit. It could happen 2 days later, an hour later, a week later. You don't know. And that's how this is. We don't have any control over it. Only God knows, you know, when this is going to happen. But it's a gradual upraising to that really higher vibration. And then the big, big solar blast is going to happen, but it's going to happen in about 5 years is what I'm being told. Maybe 10, it's going to be 5 to 10 year.
And why didn't it happen when people thought it was?
They physically weren't ready, right?
Because the people, there's too many people who are still in a fear consciousness here. There's too many people who can't be in that mindset of love and compassion all the time. If you don't get your rear end up into gear and start focusing on being nice and loving and kind and compassionate, when that big blast does hit, you will be obliterated. Your body will not be able to hold it, because how you hold that, like people like myself, mm-hmm. if a big blast hit, I'd be fine. Because I'm loving, kind, compassionate, forgiving to everyone 24/7. I've been like that since I was born. I've always been that way. And so people who
are very nice person, Kimberly Palm.
You are.
Unfortunately, you are. I got walked on like a carpet most of my life because of it. But the thing is that the people who are mean and nasty, if they don't change, they're being given an opportunity. God is all loving, all merciful, all forgiving. If you don't go to God, have a coming to God moment where you repent for all the nasty things you've done, and you say, I'm sorry, God, and ask for forgiveness. And then from that point forward, you move on and become a decent human being. If you don't do that right now and start leveling up and leveling up, then when the big thing comes, you will not be here. I don't care how badly you
want to be here. What if you're a really, really good-hearted, very loving, just, mm-hmm. you know,
lazy person,
philanthropic atheist?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, then what about
that? It has
that?
Nothing to do with the atheism or religion.
But then who do you repent to, or what do you repent? You know what I mean?
Well, you don't have to. You just have to feel sorry and just try to be a decent person. So
I got it. So it's more of an energy feeling, right?
It's
so
an energy thing.
If you don't believe, whatever you don't believe is irrelevant. It's just the fact that your heart's coming from a pure place, right?
Exactly. Your heart needs to be in a place of love. It's all about getting into a love consciousness, 528 hertz or higher, which is the vibration of love. And anybody who vibrates under 528 cannot handle something like a big solar flash. You need to get up to 528. And that's all about love, 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 love. Just be a decent person.
So there's a lot of musicians coming out with 432. The number 432. So would you say that's not relevant anymore, maybe? Or does that need to, you know what I mean?
It's got
to
go up
another. Do they got to tune up their, you know, amplifiers or whatever?
They don't have to, because there's so many people who aren't even at 432. I listen to 528, but you have to keep in mind the whole 432 thing, all that is about, mm-hmm. is that there are certain frequencies that are beneficial and certain ones that aren't. 432 is a beneficial frequency. It's a good frequency. 440, which is what Adolf Hitler during the Nazi times, the scientists figured out that 440 causes cognitive dissonance, anger, fear, crazy people going loony, people, you know, being mean and killing people. All of that is 440. And so once they found that out, they started tuning all the instruments and all the rock music, all the music we listened to, unless it was taped or recorded prior to Hitler, to like 1940, something like that. Mm-hmm. That music from that point on, unless you're listening to 528 hertz or whatever, is all bad. So when you're listening to it, all of it, with the exception of classical music, maybe, you know, classical or something like that, but all of the other music is at a frequency that makes you sick, that makes you nutty, that makes you angry, that makes you mean, that makes you think negative thought, you know, all of that kind of thing. And so all it is with the 432 is what all the music used to be at. That's what it used to be at before Hitler changed it to 440. So if you listen to 432 music, yes, it's good because it's a beneficial frequency. But the 440, you know,
stay away from that.
It's just, yeah, stay away from it. It's okay. It's so, no bueno.
Yeah. So basically, are you saying, how whatever you're resonating now, if you're an asshole, you're going to become a bigger asshole.
Yeah, it's going to get worse amplified too. Like worse amplified.
If you're nice and sweet and you're moving and you're trying to better your life, you're going to have a nicer, sweeter, better life. It's whatever you are now is going to magnify.
Yes. And, you know, and you got to keep focusing on that. You know, you got to focus on improving yourself, basically. As long as you're trying to become a better person and you're improving yourself, mm-hmm. that is the important thing in 2021, and being held accountable, because what ascension means is being held accountable for all your actions from this point forward. Everything you do is going to have, you're going to pay the price. You know, if you do something really good, good things are going to come to you. If you do something bad.
So the law of karma would really apply in its highest level right now, right? The cause and effect?
Karma. So I wrote a whole chapter in my book about the lie about karma. This karma doesn't exist anymore. It was taken away in 2012. That was created by the Draco reptilians and Lucifer and Satan. They created karma and they locked us down in the grid matrix so that we keep reincarnating with the so-called karma. This isn't about karma anymore, people. This is about quantum physics and science. This is about Nikola Tesla. This is about Einstein. This is about the fact that we're all energy, frequency, and vibration, and everything you put into the field of energy bounces right back at you. So this is an immediate cause and effect that has to do with quantum science and energy. This is not woo-woo. This is not spiritual anymore. This is all quantum science. This is the real deal. So karma was maybe a spiritual thing, but it was a thing created by Lucifer and Satan and by the cabal and by Moloch and Baal and Baphomet and all those lovely little psychopathic ETs that, you know, murder.
Don't hold back.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the Draco reptilians, which are all psychopathic narcissists, you know, they created karma. It does not exist anymore. Now it's going to be, you do something shitty, you're going to be held accountable for it. You are going to get an immediate repercussion mm-hmm. when your soul leaves here. If you do things like murder, pedophilia, all that kind of stuff, that's horrible. You're going to be harvested, sent to Nibiru. Which is basically, Jason Q talks about this a lot too. It's a prison planet.
I want to talk about that in a second. I just have a quick question. Yeah. I definitely want to get to Nibiru. How do you say it?
Nibiru.
Okay, taking your philosophy, whatever you are, it's going to be magnified, good or bad.
Yes.
That being said, Trump has called for everyone to join him in Washington tomorrow, whether it be physically, so spiritally, excited. Mentally. I'm so excited too. So if he's called literally millions of people to join in this, we'll call it a celebration, maybe a gathering, a something.
It's going to be a time shift too. Major time shift is going to happen.
Tomorrow.
Okay, major shift. From your perspective, I want to know what's going on inside of Kimberly's brain. What is happening tomorrow?
So I've been praying about this and having conversations with God about this every day. I really believe there's going to be some big news bombs that are going to be dropped. I also believe there's going to be a time shift that's going to happen. And I've been asking a lot about questions, things like, are certain people alive or certain people dead? Like, is Michael Jackson really alive? Is JFK Jr. really alive? All these kind of things.
And I keep
getting yes. So, I really feel, and I feel like the VP, the current VP, is not the real VP, that it's a clone.
It's
not the real, and I feel like like the real ones I feel like the real ones either get mode or something. I don't know because he was being because they claim he was a traitor. I don't know, you know, I'm not going to say that anybody is or anyone mm-hmm. isn't. I'm just saying what I hear and what I pick up and what I feel. So the thing is I think there's going to be big news. I think there's going to be some major arrests of somebody. I heard Julian Assange is on his way back to the US right now. I read that was on Twitter. That was through Twitter. They were saying that he's on his way back. Lynn Wood, he's been dropping all these tweets about all of these.
A lot of them, yeah. We just did a show on that.
Yeah, politicians that were basically, they had their wives and family held in the other room while they were forced to do really horrible things to a child and then murdered them, and then they videotaped it. And it made me sick when I was reading, and then I had to pray a whole bunch afterwards.
So yeah,
urge that.
I gotta hand it to you, and a lot of people like you in your profession, because a lot of people, because I know, you know, you're tapped in, you're tuned in, and and this is the time where more than ever, I think that, you know, intuitives, mediums, psychic, spiritualists, their feet are held to the fire more than any point in time that I can ever remember right now. You know what I mean? Because it's very, and we're your days away. So I got to hand it to you for the courage to be that person and then, you know, at least disseminate, you know, what you get out of that. So, you know, and I wish you a lot, really a lot of luck for you on that. So you think that, you're welcome. You think that with the, and I know you wanted to do a prayer on as far as for the people there, but before we get there, what do you think we can apply right now, Kimberly, like our day? So can you give us like a little bit of a, okay, start your day this way. You know what I mean? To really help.
Right.
You have some steps there that you can share with us?
Yes, I do. So number one, your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You need to be drinking really good filtered water, not the fluoride water that calcifies your pineal so that you can't talk to God. Because I'm not special. My abilities to hear God, you know, is because I opened my pineal and I decalcified it, okay? So you need to really work on detoxing your body, okay, and getting it a clean vessel of the Holy Spirit. Eating a really healthy organic diet, that is so important. Mm-hmm. You need to get adequate sleep. If you're not getting adequate sleep, go see a naturopathic physician and get some remedies for that, you know, do other things like play relaxing music or something. There's all kinds of apps online to help you sleep. There's all sorts of things you can do. You got to get adequate sleep. You need to meditate and be quiet every day. Jesus Christ meditated every day. That's how he talked to God. And in the Bible, it says meditate like 28 or more times. People have been meditating all the way back thousands of years. It's the way that you get into the zone to actually hear God's voice. If you want to start hearing God's voice, you need to quiet your mind. You need to pray. You know, daily prayer is so important. Prayer is our superpower. You know, sitting in quiet, you know, prayer, you need to focus on positive and focus on what you want to see and create in the world, not what you don't want. Because every time you think about what you don't want, you attract more of what you don't want, because that's how manifestation works. So if I say, I'm so tired of having broken legs, you're going to get more broken legs. Instead, you say, I am healthy and whole. I am healthy. Thank you, God, that my whole body is healthy, that I have a beautiful life, that my children are healthy, my husband is healthy. Thank you, God, that we are financially prosperous. Thank you, God, that you are meeting all my needs. You know, that is what you're focusing on from day to day to day. And being a nice person, being loving, being kind, being patient, all of the things that Christ taught. You know, he asked me to continue teaching his teachings, and that's the best thing I can do, teaching people how to connect with God directly, you know, with their creator that made them, and how to follow all those things, you know, being kind, being compassionate, being loving, being nice, you know, not being mean, not attacking people who they don't know, like all the people who make the rude comments to you and I on our videos.
Social media can really be cruel.
Oh, well, the thing is, they don't even know me. They don't know my life. They don't know all of the struggles I've been through in my life. And I've almost died many times over, and I've been saved, you know, by God and my angels over and over. And they don't know any of that. They don't know all the good things I've done. I've done nothing but good my whole life. I've never done one mean thing to any person. They don't know that. But then they're on there like saying terrible things, and about you guys too, and about Prime, and about all of these people that are coming on and telling the truth. They are being triggered by the fact that we are telling the truth, and they can't,
there's an easy solution, right?
Yeah.
Kimberly, delete.
Delete.
Yeah.
Delete.
I know. They're really going to be sorry in the future, because that behavior will not be tolerated on 5D Earth. You can't have fear-based behavior on a 5D love-based planet. It cannot exist. They cannot both exist at the same time. Now we're kind of coexisting. We have what's called a bifurcation, where we kind of split off, and you can kind of see the people who are in this love thing already, and then the people who are in the sphere, and it's really becoming more and more obvious, but eventually that 3D is going to fall away and it's going to be gone, baby. It's going to be gone, baby, gone.
Gone baby,
ain't
gone.
Coming back.
Gone, baby, gone.
Yeah. Is like it that? Is no the bifurcation. Okay. So that's really still where people are either in 3D, maybe they're hovering in 4D. They haven't crossed over to 5D. How long is that going to last for?
So this process is going to be, actually we're going to have some major stuff happening, red pilling happening between now and the spring. By the spring and summer, by June, a majority of the planet's going to be woke. Okay. Because all of this crazy news is going to come out. All the truth's going to start to come out. There's going to be ET stuff coming out more and more and more. It's already started coming out with the Israeli guy who is the ex-head of their space program, you know, saying that the Galactic Federation has been working with Trump. Mm-hmm. That kind of stuff is going to keep getting more and more and more. And once we get our president back in for 4 more years, he's going to declassify a lot of stuff to the world, which is what JFK tried to do and got assassinated for.
Do you think we'll hear something tomorrow?
I think we're going to hear something. What it is, I don't know, but I also, a lot of people are saying that, in the psychic world, a lot of my friends, you know, who are predicting stuff, mm-hmm. like, and then people who I follow, like Tarot by Janine predicted that it's going to be put off maybe through to the 11th, 1/11, I think is going to be a big date because it's a big portal and all kinds of stuff, the 1/11 date. Mm-hmm. So it might be that that's when the really big stuff goes down, but I really have a strong feeling something big is going to happen based on all the Q drops, based on all the different things that you're seeing.
That's a lot of energy in one place, you know, it's a lot of
that's
strong
a lot of energy in the
that's
one place.
Not only is it specifically in one place.
Aliens should land there. I mean,
yeah, exactly. So? It could. They could.
Well, they're not going to. If that happens, just so everybody knows, if there's an alien invasion, it is actually the bad guys doing a fake alien invasion. And the reason why is the Pleiadians and the Galactic Federation say humanity's not ready for them to actually land and won't be for probably 5 years or so at least.
Yeah.
So they're not going to land here. We're going to be advancing over the next 5 years. This ascension is a process. It's going to go 5 to 10 years. I've been shown a timeline of 1 year, 3 year, 5 year, you know, what's going to happen, like med beds rolling out and all these different things that I've been shown.
When are they coming? That's everybody wants to know that.
They're actually already here. So the elites actually have already had them for a long time.
Which explains why the freaking Queen of England, you know, is like over.
She's like 2000 now,
over
isn't she?
100. Exactly.
Yeah. No, they've all had the med beds, just like that Rothschild guy, the really old, scary looking dude who passed away recently.
Yeah.
He went on way beyond his time because of that and because of constant organ transplants from little kids or who knows what. Right. I mean, it's disgusting what they do. Mm-hmm. It's really vile. So, so the thing is that all these great things are coming. All the world governments will be mostly collapsed, by this year. And then over the next 3 years, world governments will just be toppling one after another. The CCP is going to be completely transformed and taken over. They're going to go bye-bye. The communists are going to go bye-bye.
Who would take that over?
There's a group faction there in China in the government that's been working for a long, long time. I think it's Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot. There's a whole bunch of people who talk about this on YouTube about how there's a political faction there that's been working really hard to take back China for the good side.
Yeah.
And they're going to win this year. And I mean, that's going to happen. It's going to happen. And all the world governments, the whole economic system is going to be completely revamped. All the school systems are going to be completely taken down. All of the religions over the coming 3 years are going to be taken. The major religions are going to be taken down. All these things.
The school systems. Okay. So let's just think about that for a second. It's not an overnight thing to rewrite the history books. Literally, for all the curriculums of all of the grades and all of the subjects straight down the line.
We're doing it right now. It's being rewritten right now.
Well, no. Yeah. I mean physically rewritten, where the books are made and produced and then sent out and so forth. And so that's not an easy project. So in the interim, what's going to happen? Are they going to shut schools down? Will it be strictly homeschooling? Will it be private schooling? What's going to happen, do you think, in the public system?
Yeah, you've kind of seen a little of that, April, because if you've noticed that everybody's mostly being homeschooled right now.
Exactly.
So it's going to probably be a little bit more of that. They may get together for extra, you know, once they get rid of this, this disease, this horrible plague that they created. Mm-hmm. Because that's going to peter off and go away. You know, it's going to eventually just disappear. You know, I'm predicting by the end of 2021, it'll be like it never happened or whatever. Yeah. But the thing is that, they'll get back into like extracurricular stuff, but I think there's going to be a lot of more people just decide to just homeschool in the future. There's going to be a huge percent of the population. Yeah. Because people are really waking up to the fact that the education has been cabal run and all the kids have been indoctrinated and mind controlled for such a long time. And people are waking up to that. And more people are going to wake up and go, oh my God, my kid has been a victim of this whole cabal, you know, system. My poor kids, they were indoctrinated. They're now in college and they're still being indoctrinated because they have these crazy liberal wacko professors in college that don't believe in God. Most of them don't even believe in God.
Yep.
And they're trying to mind control my children. And thank God one of them's about to graduate, you know, because I want him out of there.
Kimberly, what about whether it be knowingly or unknowingly, what about the healthcare workers that are actually administrating, let's say, the vaccines, diagnosing people as they have COVID? And a lot of them know that that's, you know, from what we understand, there's a lot of them that know that these are false diagnoses and the vaccine is not necessarily a good thing for people to take or too risky at this point. What about those people who administer that? Now, will they get sucked back into the 3D health portal? And so will that have a boomerang effect on them?
So the people
knowingly
who,
know,
the
well, whether they knowingly know it, whether they know it or not, but if they're aware, let's say, for example, you're a nurse or whatever, and you're aware that there is controversy behind this, and in your heart of hearts, you know that this is not even 90% that we know at this point in time, because there's definitely a clear divide on this. And if you do that and you administer that, have you done something that goes against what the 5D energy source wants you to do? And now you might be a good person, but that's your job. And you administer the vaccine into a child with possible repercussions. Are you now going to get sucked back into some sort of, are you going to go backwards or go into
It's not that. It's just that they might get really sick. Maybe they'll come down with COVID and they'll get sick and go through and they might not necessarily die or anything like that, but they are going to have an immediate, and I'm talking about people who knowingly do bad things. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, if you know something's wrong and you do it anyways, you're going to get a repercussion from it. You're going to get sick or your life's going to start to collapse. Your husband walks out the door all of a sudden. I don't know. Something will happen bad to them as a result. If you purposely make a decision to do something naughty, that you know in your mind, in your human mind. Now, I'm not talking about people who are mentally ill, because people who, if you're under the influence of drugs or you're drunk or you're mentally ill and you do something stupid, you're not going to get punished for that. The people who are going to get punished are the people who consciously know what they're doing is wrong and they made a conscious decision. Now, I have tons of friends in the healthcare system. They work in hospitals, they work in medical clinics, and they're all choosing to not take the vaccine. They're making a conscious choice.
They're not being forced.
Yeah. It depends where they work. Yeah. As far as I know, they're not. I haven't heard of anywhere where they're
forcing. Because we have a couple. I know that Joel was saying that he is. There's a group that they're going to leave because I think they are being forced up in.
It might be in certain areas, countries.
Probably the state, right? The state is the one who the governor would mandate that.
Depending on the state governor mandates it, or if that hospital mandates it and says all of our employees are going to get this. Which is ridiculous, because that goes against all of your civil rights and everything. I mean, it breaks the Constitution as far as I'm concerned, your personal freedom and everything. But there's people who are victims of that who are being forced, you know, to take it. And there's a lot of psychics and healers and people out there saying that you might be able to try to mitigate it, you know, and then hopefully the med beds will come out soon enough to save your butt from that and you'll be able to get healed. So
what about this? There are so many people right now talking about so many different things. But in their mind, they believe it's happening, whether it was, you know, the green goo from December 21st, or you know,
right?
Whatever. Crazy. Cray, 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 cray.
That's crazy.
It's so crazy. But what it, will there be ramifications for them? Number one, or is it different for them because they really truly believed in their heart of hearts what they're saying is their truth?
If you believe something is your truth, then that's your truth. Everybody has the right to believe. Like I always tell people that I'm here to speak my truth. I don't expect you, either of you or any of the audience, to believe what I say, accept my opinion. You know, everybody has their own filter, you know, their perception and their filter that they receive information and process it through. I don't expect people to believe in my truth. My truth's my truth. I teach my clients how to find their own truth. Everybody has to become their own guru and find their own truth because there are no gurus on planet Earth. Christ was the only guru, and Buddha, you know, they were the gurus who walked, you know, Sananda, Christ, mm-hmm. all those guys, they were the gurus, the angels are the gurus, but we need to all find our own truth. We need to believe our own truth. But if somebody really, really believes with their heart of hearts in something, you know, you're not going to get punished unless it's something that you're harming somebody. Like if you believe in your heart of hearts, it's okay to go murder people.
then
you're a different
sociopath. You're a sociopath. But if you believe, like, let's say you believe that everything in the Bible's true. You believe your heart of hearts that every word for word, all those things happen, you know, historically, you know, there was one ark with one family on it, all that. You believe all those stories.
And all the animals joined in.
And all the animals came on, you know, the arks were actually ET ships. But anyways, that was, they pressed the reset button on Earth, what, six times already or something like that. It's ridiculous. I mean, it's on Ancient Aliens. It's on TV. You can watch TV and see all the the real history. Right.
Kimberly, we're getting down to the close of the show, and I wanted to ask you, because I know you wanted to come here and do a prayer for the people for tomorrow. So can you lead us into that?
Yes. Please, everybody, join me in this prayer. Okay. Great I Am, Mother, Father, God. I want to lift up to you President Trump and his family. And all of the people who are working with him to free our world from the cabal. I ask you to surround him and his family and all of the people that are helping in this victory of the light. I ask you to surround them with a hedge of protection. I ask you to bless them with long lives and health and love, and just completely surround them with protection so that nothing negative can penetrate and they are able to fulfill their purpose that God has for them to help this entire planet to get to a better place. I lift up all of the families and the people who are driving to Washington, D.C. right now, all of the people who are there already, who are participating in this rally. I lift up every one of these people to you, Lord, and I ask you to surround every one of them with a hedge of protection. I ask that this rally is peaceful, that it's positive, that good things come of it, that the truth comes out tomorrow, that lots of truth comes out, that everybody does the right thing, and that everyone is protected by any forces that may come against them from Satan, Lucifer, or any negative people, any negative things at all. I lift up every person on this planet to you, O Lord, and I ask you to open their ears, their eyes, their minds, and their hearts to your truth, to the truth of the universe. I ask you to please help every person who's listening to have a prosperous, healthy, and happy new year. I pray for everyone listening to this April and Jay's video broadcast. I pray for every one of them that they may be prospered with love and health and happiness and prosperity in their lives. And I just thank you, Lord, for loving us so unconditionally and wanting for all of us to prosper in the first place. We are so grateful for your love. Thank you. Amen. And so it is.
And so it is. Amen. That was beautiful, Kimberly. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you so much.
A lot of love behind that one.
Yeah.
That was really nice. And I hope you felt it, everybody. You know, because we most certainly did on this end. So, Kimberly, we're going to have your links for everybody.
You didn't feel that. There's something wrong with you.
Don't just crucify people. Yeah.
No, there's not something wrong with them. They're just, it's their filter, you know, again.
Yeah, you clean out
your good old filter.
Go get detox. go get some detoxification, because no, I'm actually serious.
Yeah.
If you didn't feel that, yeah, there's something seriously wrong with you. Either you need to clean out your pineal gland, watch what you're eating, start eating more organic, smoke some peace pipe, take some CBD oil,
take a shot of Jaeger,
something to help elevate your consciousness, because that was really a beautiful, strong, beautiful prayer.
Thank you, Kimberly Palm. Mm-hmm. You're very, just a great person. It's really great to know you. So, okay, we're going to have Kimberly's links here, everybody. Kimberly, where else would you like people to find out and learn more about you?
The best place is my website, spiritualgrowthjourneys.com. And if you send me a friend request on Facebook, I'm at my 5,000 max, so I cannot accept any friends, but you can join my Spiritual Growth Journeys group on Facebook. I'll be happy to have you. So that's the best place to connect, is through the group. We basically share uplifting, positive spiritual information, no politics, nothing, you know, no, we don't do health and politics stuff. It's just all uplifting spiritual information for people who love God.
Right on. And then if they want a reading or anything from me, they can connect that through the website, right?
Yes. Oh, I have exciting news I got to share. I forgot to tell you this. Starting in February, I'm doing past life regressions.
Sweet.
That's one of the things I'm offering. I have a whole list of services I offer on my website, Spiritual Growth Journeys, but I'm going to be doing past life regressions for people. Everybody,
you know what? That's going to be huge. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, just when you said that, it was like, I was like, oh my gosh. People want to know what, especially now, what is going on before. They want to know why they are where they are, where they are now. Maybe it has something to do with their past lives. I think, Kimberly, more than ever, that's going to, in terms of like readings, I think the past life regression is going to by far supersede anything in your industry.
Yeah, I think so too. Well, I also am offering angel card readings now too. I don't do tarot cards. I do archangels. So
that's cool.
Because I work with the angels. That's who I work with. But
potato, potato.
Yeah, exactly. But nothing against tarot. I just don't know anything about it. By the way, Janine, Tarot by Janine, as far as I'm concerned, her and my best friend Sarah are like two of the best tarot card readers I've ever seen in my entire life.
She's amazing, got that rap.
Yeah.
Well, amazing listen, women. Yeah.
That's great. And so are you. Mm-hmm. You're an amazing woman. And it's really good to know you, for real. You really are. And stay strong on your journey. You know what I mean? It's a lot you put out there. So stay strong. We wish you a lot of love and a lot of luck on that.
Thank
and,
you. Same to you as well.
Thank you very much. And we hope you enjoyed this, everybody. We hope this gives you peace. And do try, you know, what Kimberly's sharing with you, and see how it betters your life. Okay. So thank you for having us in your home. And we will see you next time.
To help accelerate the 5D process.
Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year to you. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.